Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into navigating the shifting tides, key investment trends for the savvy investor.
It's a crucial topic, host. The financial landscape is always in flux, and staying ahead of these deeper currents is essential for not just participating, but truly thriving as an investor.
Exactly. We're not chasing fads here. We're looking at fundamental shifts reshaping how capital is valued and where sustainable wealth can be built. The goal is to equip listeners with insights to make informed decisions and build resilient strategies.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing enduring principles while embracing innovative approaches. So, where do we begin with these significant market trends?
Let's start with the technology sector. For years, it was all about growth at all costs. The market narrative was clear: acquire users, gain market share, and profits would eventually follow, even with sky-high valuations based on future potential.
That narrative is definitely maturing, isn't it? The market is now demanding something more substantial, a real pivot from hypergrowth to a focus on sustainable value and profitability.
That's right. The era of massive spending on user acquisition with little regard for the bottom line is fading. Investors are scrutinizing capital allocation, asking not just about user numbers, but effective and sustainable monetization.
So, companies demonstrating a clear path to positive cash flow, with strong competitive advantages, or what we call a moat, are the ones commanding attention now. It's a shift from valuing potential to valuing proven execution.
Precisely. Now, this doesn't mean innovation has stopped, far from it. Emerging technologies like AI, quantum computing, and biotech are still high-growth areas.
But their market integration and monetization strategies are under much more intense scrutiny. For AI, for example, the key question is its demonstrable return on investment for clients, not just the sophistication of the algorithms.
Exactly. And in enterprise software, the focus has moved beyond just SaaS churn rates to the value of integrated platforms and deep data analytics. Companies creating ecosystems are proving more resilient.
Hardware innovation is still key, but its success is now tied to the ecosystem it supports, recurring revenue streams, and ongoing services. It's a more holistic view.
And the speculative frenzy of meme stocks has largely receded, replaced by fundamental analysis of balance sheets and market positioning. The criteria for investment have tightened significantly.
Consider the contrast: a disruptive startup with a weak balance sheet versus a mature tech company with consistent earnings. The market's preference is clear now, favoring tangible value and stability.
Venture capitalists are emphasizing viable business plans from the outset. This reevaluation is a necessary maturation for the tech sector, demanding a more sophisticated approach from investors.
Moving on, let's talk about inflation. It's moved from the periphery to the center, forcing a strategic rethink of our portfolios, especially regarding fixed income.
The era of fixed income is a simple, low-yielding anchor is challenged. We're in a new normal with persistent inflation, demanding a more dynamic approach to asset allocation and likely higher interest rates for longer.
Central banks are indeed walking a tightrope, trying to control inflation without causing a recession. This means prolonged higher interest rates are probable, impacting borrowing costs and asset valuations.
And we can't overlook quantitative tightening, QT. Unlike QE's liquidity injection, QT withdraws liquidity, which can have significant and less predictable impacts on asset prices.
This is where real assets like real estate, commodities, and infrastructure reemerge as potent inflation hedges. But we must remember they have their own dynamics. Careful selection is paramount.
Absolutely. In a higher rate environment, distinguishing between good and bad debt is crucial. Companies with prudent leverage and predictable cash flows will fare much better.
The bond market's role is evolving too. While duration risk remains, opportunities exist in shorter-term instruments and inflation-protected securities. It's a more nuanced fixed-income approach.
And geopolitical events will continue to influence commodity prices and supply chains, adding another layer of volatility to inflation expectations. Disruptions can have immediate impacts.
Think about dividend-paying stocks with strong pricing power. They can offer a hedge against inflation through their business operations and provide tangible returns through dividends.
Economists highlight the unprecedented challenges of this post-pandemic inflationary environment. The message for investors is clear: embrace a dynamic, adaptive approach to fixed income and explore alternative assets.
This brings us to geopolitics, which is actively redrawing the global economic map. We're seeing a significant reshaping of supply chains due to fragmentation and tensions.
The concepts of deglobalization and friendshoring are now strategic imperatives. Governments and corporations are reassessing single-source dependencies, driving investment in domestic production and diversification.
Sectors critical to national security and economic resilience, like semiconductors, critical minerals, renewable energy components, and pharmaceuticals, are at the forefront of this shift.
These industries are receiving significant government support and investment, becoming strategic battlegrounds. Companies with vertically integrated or diversified supply chains are likely to outperform.
The ability to adapt quickly to disruptions, political, environmental, or economic, will be a key differentiator. This includes having multiple suppliers and robust logistics networks.
The energy transition is intrinsically linked to these geopolitical factors. The race for raw materials like lithium and cobalt is becoming a new geopolitical battleground.
Trade tariffs, sanctions, and export controls are core strategic tools now. Companies heavily exposed need caution, while those benefiting from reshoring initiatives can gain significant advantages.
Consider the automotive sector's supply chain disruptions. Companies with diversified sourcing generally fared better than those reliant on a single, vulnerable chain. Strategic choices have immediate impacts.
Geopolitical analysts believe these trade bloc realignments will fundamentally alter global investment flows, making the world more regionalized. Investment strategies must reflect this.
Strategic investors need to map geopolitical risk not just as a negative, but as a catalyst for identifying beneficiaries of these structural shifts.
Now, let's discuss ESG, environmental, social, and governance factors. What was once niche is rapidly becoming a fundamental driver of long-term business value.
The focus is shifting from vague ESG scores to the tangible impact of specific factors on operational efficiency, risk management, and innovation. Investors want concrete data linking ESG to financial performance.
And the scrutiny on greenwashing is intensifying. This demands greater transparency and verifiable data. Investors want proof, metrics, and accountability, not just aspirational statements.
Social factors are gaining prominence too. Companies with strong labor practices, diversity, and community impact often have better reputations and attract top talent.
And governance remains paramount. There's a renewed emphasis on aligning executive compensation with long-term sustainable value creation for all stakeholders, not just short-term returns.
Companies addressing climate transition risks and opportunities are likely to be more resilient and innovative. This includes investing in renewables and developing sustainable products.
Consider the market's response to a company with a strong, data-backed sustainability report versus one with vague commitments. Credibility and valuation are directly impacted.
Sustainable finance experts are integrating ESG into mainstream analysis. They see it as an essential lens for evaluating a business's long-term prospects, not a separate category.
The essence of ESG integration is identifying companies embedding sustainability into their core strategy, creating a sustainable competitive advantage. That's what investors are increasingly seeking.
Finally, let's talk about the democratization of alternative investments. Strategies previously reserved for the ultra-wealthy are becoming more accessible to retail investors.
Fintech platforms and evolving regulations are lowering barriers to entry for private equity, venture capital, hedge funds, and real estate. But this access demands heightened due diligence.
The allure of uncorrelated returns and potential higher yields is driving interest. However, investors must embrace longer time horizons and understand liquidity constraints and lockup periods.
The illiquidity is often a trade-off for potential higher returns, but it's a trade-off that must be thoroughly understood. Fee structures and the role of fund managers are critical.
Due diligence on the manager's track record and investment strategy is non-negotiable. While access is easier, assessing the quality of these opportunities is arguably harder than ever.
Alternatives can offer diversification benefits, but without proper allocation, they can introduce concentration risk. They must be viewed as part of a well-constructed overall portfolio.
Compare the typical 10-year lockup in private equity to the immediate liquidity of an ETF. This difference is fundamental and cannot be overlooked when considering alternatives.
Wealth managers stress suitability. Alternative investments aren't for everyone. They depend heavily on an individual's risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals.
So, to summarize, the investment landscape is transforming. The trends we've discussed, tech maturation, inflation's impact, geopolitical shifts, ESG's rise, and the democratization of alternatives are interconnected.
For investors, this presents both challenges and opportunities. The old playbooks aren't enough. We need a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation.
The shift in technology requires rigorous analysis of profitability. Inflation necessitates re-evaluating fixed income and appreciating real assets. Geopolitics makes supply chain resilience a strategic imperative.
And ESG factors are critical for long-term viability, demanding genuine impact and transparency. Alternative investments offer diversification but require thorough due diligence and risk assessment.
The common thread is adaptability, resilience, and a forward-looking perspective. Investors who integrate these insights, question assumptions, and prioritize long-term value will thrive.
Navigating these shifting tides requires understanding underlying forces, not just market movements. It's about building a portfolio that is diversified, resilient, and opportunistic.
Ultimately, the journey of the savvy investor in this new era is one of informed vigilance, strategic adaptation, and a commitment to building sustainable wealth. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Finance.
It's been a pleasure. Stay informed, stay adaptable, and we'll catch you next time.